À la poursuite de la complétude, je suis Anne. Il y a un changement majeur, c'est-à-dire qu'à partir de maintenant, je m'exprimerai exclusivement en anglais. Aussi, bonne écoute. If you want to pursue wholeness, commit first. The pursuit of wholeness helps you uncover your calling or your purpose. To be good at something, you need to practice a bit, frequently, and in long period, to build the habit first. The habit of wholeness. What is wholeness? According to Collins Dictionary, wholeness is the quality of being whole or a single unit or not broken or divided into parts. It is about feeling one in yourself, not divided. Wholeness is a continuous individuation process. The more you know yourself, the more you're curious about how far you can go, the more you love to learn and unlearn, let the old you die so that you can reinvent yourself. By committing first, the process itself underlines and reveals what you need to cleanse or heal. Your story, your mind, your negative emotions, your energy, your fears. As soon as you commit, your inspired actions increase too. The first time I heard about wholeness was 2 years ago, I guess. I was listening to an American pastor, and in his preaching, he stated that the purpose of marriage is to be whole first before being happy. And I was quite surprised by this statement. And the second vivid memory I have about wholeness comes from this morning. I was reading Chief Joy Officer, a book written by Richard Sheridan. The author explained how he transformed a VP position in his company to create an environment that allows him to bring their whole selves to work every day. Can you imagine how the world would look like if every one of us could reach wholeness as a goal? It creates in your mind mental models so that your thought process becomes joyful and fearless when making decisions. We live in a society where quick fixes tend to be an easy way to solve a problem. And we realize later on that it does not work in the long run. The purpose of a quick fix is to give a short-term answer, not necessarily a thoughtful, mindful, and long-lasting answer. Another mistake we make is to focus on the goal instead of how we are growing boldly at the same time. A process will always beat goals. You can set a goal, but at the end of your experiment, you will notice that that first goal itself had a bigger one, a high-level one. You could not have imagined if you have not taken the path. That high-level goal was a goal coming from your soul. What dreams have you given up because you thought you were not worthy enough, experienced enough, good enough, financially established enough? For what would you wish you came on earth? What if you could execute that wish for you? The only time we can shut down our dreams is when we are about to die. That is why people who change a culture or make change happen just commit it first. You don't owe it to anybody but yourself. It is about reinforcing your self-image, the power that lies within you. So, I invite you to take one priority at a time in your life and commit to making change happen in this area. Your priority is the one thing that makes you feel empowered, more in control of your life, so that when you do it, it opens doors to a more creative and fulfilling life. This thing will help you release your fears and live a life with more peace of mind. You can start with a small challenge. Commit every day for at least 40 days and see the magic. I've tried several deadlines. The 21 days never worked for me. The 40-day commitment is a game-changing. I have made 2 surprising discoveries that I'm eager to share with you. My first discovery is that the greatest fear a man needs to face is the fear of being different. The second discovery is that the quality of our lives lies in 2 powers, the spiritual power and psychological power. These 2 powers are dormant within us. To master them, we are going to be tested by life and some collective and conscious forces. Our job is to remain observant. You can separate wholeness from clarity, and clarity from wholeness. And in pursuit of wholeness, commitment is required. We can have everything in life. We can have everything in life. But if we don't feel whole, nothing outside will buy or replace that fundamental need in existence. Have a joyful week and remember that wholeness is your true self. Bye for now.